Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC Blue Bay's Leveraged Finance Team in Stamford, Connecticut. We're just over 2 months into the year and U.S. High Yield and USIG have broadly outperformed syndicated loan floating assets. U.S. High Yield is up about 2%. USIG is up about 2.64%. U.S. High Yield spreads to worst stand at 310 over, a mere 1 basis point wider on the year. USIG spreads about 7 wider on the year. The returns, the positive returns, have been driven by a lower move in treasuries. The 10-year started the year at 4.57 and ended February at 4.2. So 2 months of carry and 36 basis points of rate tightening more than made up for 7 basis points of spread widening. The tight spread environment continues to get a lot of attention from investors unallocated or underallocated to high yield. We continue to believe that spreads are fair given the low default environment and high rating quality in the benchmark. The technical picture remains firm, as most new issue LBOs continue to be loan-focused, while high-yield deals have been bond-for-bond refinancings. That lack of net new supply, coupled with the slow and steady cadence of inflows, has been a supportive dynamic that we don't expect to change materially in the next few months. In less liquid markets, the allure of private debt and various fund structures to attract private capital continues to be topical. CLO AAA ETFs have grown at breakneck speed, and ETFs for private debt are in the works. When this capital is attracted to the market, borrower terms improve. It's the nature of capital markets. It's the old adage, why is the market up? Well, there's more buyers than sellers. Sometimes it's that simple. But issuers can flop in strong markets too. Last month, Bloomberg reported that a car wash business in the private debt space that was marked at 93 cents on the dollar in September, only to file for bankruptcy and reportedly take a 40-cent haircut in February. That said, private debt remains a healthy development for the market. It's far better to have locked up capital vehicles with private investor ownership outside of the regional bank space. It's an evolving with every issuer that comes to market across the quality spectrum. The net impact to the high yield space that the bond market has had means that it's become a higher quality, better rated place to be with lower rated deals having left the benchmark. The lowest quality financing, LBOs, divvies, etc., that were once part of the junk bond market have shifted to private markets. And that may be the more appropriate place for them to be in the end. More importantly, like any market, there'll be winners and losers, and opportunities for those invested to generate compelling returns. As always, thanks for your time, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.